Good evening, everyone. Jim Apel with the Radio Oklahoma Network, taking a look at today's activity in the grain markets with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin?
Hello, Jim. Today we saw everything traded down just slightly. Wheat was down 8 cents after the rain we got over the weekend. And then there's in the 10 to 14 day weather forecast, there's a little bit of rain, mainly for the northern, southern plains, if that makes sense. The far south southern plains won't really see much of it, but any of the hard red winter wheat belt that gets rain is going to help that crop. So we're slightly lower there. Now, if you also look at the big picture in the wheat market, it seems like the world's got plenty of wheat on hand. I mean, the stocks to use ratio is right at 26 days. And so that puts you at like a 100-day supply of wheat. If you look at the U.S., it's even a little bit better. It's about a 113-day supply. So the overall picture for wheat seems to be that there's enough on hand and doesn't really look like there's any reason for it to go higher right now. Now, come March and we don't get any rain until then and the crop's not developing, we might go back up. But right now, the world seems to have plenty of wheat. Corn down 5, soybeans unchanged to down about 4 cents. So,
and what can we expect the markets will be looking for this evening, Justin?
We have a little bit higher stock market here, so that might provide some support. One of the outside markets that grain traders watch is sometimes the metals, and gold really hadn't been eventful since the close. There's no crop progress report this afternoon, which would typically happen on a Monday, that those don't start until April again. So there's really not anything to change from the 2 o'clock close to the 5 o'clock open. The market should open steady tonight with no real news coming out, unless there's some surprise.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Justin. Justin Lewis from KIS Futures. Now taking a look at how the futures markets opened this evening. March corn is at 724, down 6 3/4. May corn is 727.5, down 6 1/4. December corn is at 622, down 6. On the Chicago board, wheat for the March contract is 808, down 6. July contract is 827.5, down 5 3/4. Kansas City wheat for March is 856.25, down 8. Soybeans, January contract is 1496.25, up 2. March beans, 1488.25, down 3 1/4. And the July contract is at 1451 3/4, down 1 1/4. That's a first look at your evening markets on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Jim Apel.